Promise me that you'll give faith a fighting chance. And when you get the choice to sit it out.
Entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand, Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another deadly shooting at an aid distribution site in Gaza. At least 27 people were killed and more than 100 wounded as desperate crowds waited for food. The Israeli Defense Force admitting they did open fire, but because they say people were advancing towards the troops in a threatening way. In Boulder, Colorado, two people are still in critical condition following the weekend firebombing of a pro-Israel group. ABC's Mola Lenghi in Boulder with more on the 45-year-old suspect, Mohammed Solomon.
He was born in Egypt and lived in Kuwait for 17 years before moving to Colorado Springs 3 years ago with his wife and five kids. According to authorities, he confessed he had been planning the attack for a year and was waiting until after his daughter graduated. Now, the FBI processing evidence seized from his home.
Lawmakers in the Senate now have the sweeping budget and tax bill that passed by a single vote in the House. Many Republicans say they're concerned about how much it could add to the federal deficit. This is ABC News. One of the men who escaped from a New Orleans jail may have showed up on Instagram this week.
Law enforcers are working to verify that the video is of Antoine Massey, one of two inmates still on the run. In the post, the man with facial tattoos that match Massey's claims that he's been unjustly jailed.
I'm asking for help from the world,
including from rappers and the president.
Lil Wayne, young boy.
Meanwhile, more than a dozen people have been charged with helping the 10 inmates to escape or to elude capture. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
FBI offering a $25,000 reward for information leading to the capture of Grant Hardin, the former Arkansas police chief turned murderer who police say got out of prison 9 days ago. Search teams using skimmers, pickaxes, shovels, and chainsaws to clear an area in Portugal as they continue their long search for Madeleine McCann, the little girl who disappeared from her parents' hotel room in 2007. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
It's Macy's Friends and Family Sale, which means if you're shopping for summer, you can get insider deals on our best brands, even ones that aren't usually on sale, like an extra 30% off Hugo Boss, Calvin Klein, Levi's, and more. Plus, get 15% off beauty and fragrance. And with Father's Day just around the corner on June 15th, it's a great time to shop for Dad. Stop by Macy's today and walk out with the perfect gift. Don't miss Friends and Family. Going on now, only at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery. so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Ahlen. Dozens of retired state and federal judges think the case against Milwaukee County Circuit Court Judge Hannah Dugan should be dismissed. Dugan faces federal charges for allegedly obstructing ICE agents in April as they tried to detain Mexican immigrant Eduardo Flores Ruiz at the Milwaukee County Courthouse. A pair of Wisconsin Democrat Congress members visited an ICE detention facility in Dodge County Monday. Second District Representative Mark Pocan said there weren't any ICE officials on location during the visit, and that made getting certain information difficult. Pocan was joined by Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore. And you can volunteer for the Special Olympics Wisconsin Summer Games to be held Thursday through Saturday on the UW-Whitewater campus. Roughly 300 volunteers are needed for multiple roles throughout the weekend. There's more information at the Special Olympics of Wisconsin website. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home from Compeer Home, discussing the ins and outs of rural property financing.
The biggest thing is going to be increasing the functionality of your home. You know, you'll have a lot of bedrooms and maybe only one bathroom. Adding a bathroom could be a really high impact improvement. Updating those bathrooms as well as kitchens in anyone's home, really. So they're really top priorities. Adding square footage, if you've got an unfinished basement that you can turn into usable living space, bedroom, bathroom, family room, anything else down there that could definitely add use and increase value. Keep records of anything you do and the cost of things. That really helps us kind of reflect on any of those improvements. And maintenance is generally just a very good point too. You know, everybody wants to have a generally move-in ready property. They don't want to have to come in and replace all the flooring or paint everything and that kind of stuff.
Listen to the full podcast at compeer.com/homesweethome.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your church and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new. That leads right to your door. Oh, how I used to roam. I was a rolling stone. I used to have a wild side. They say a country mile wide. I'd burn those beer joints down. That's all changed now. You turned my life around. And the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man. I used to love them and leave them. Oh, I'd brag about my freedom, how no one could tie me down. Then I met you. And the flame in your eyes.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN, and Brooks and Dunn, Brand New Man, here in the good morning, happy Tuesday. I'm Brian Winnikins. Coming up this hour, we'll have Today in History and opening farm markets as well. We'll have that here coming up this hour. According to New York City officials, trash containerization is working with fewer rat sightings in New York City. I've seen rats in New York City, and they're like the size of small dogs. Acting Sanitation Commissioner Javier Logan says, since residential container requirements went into effect 6 months ago, the number of reported rat sightings has dropped. So you're telling me that before this, people just took their trash and left it sit outside? Well, kind of, yeah, that's what they did. The Department of Sanitation has been installing trash bins across West Harlem, becoming the first neighborhood in North America to have all of its trash fully containerized. Sanitation crews are using automated garbage side-loading trucks with plans to expand to the rest of the city. I don't know. I mean, they say they're the first in the nation to do this. No, we've been doing this for years, haven't we? But yeah, the rats in New York City. Eesh. That in and of itself could be a scary movie, couldn't it? Yeah, here's John Party and Dirt on My Boots.
Been up since the crack of dawn, just trying to get paid. Been hotter than 100 suns, I can't find no shade. Just two more rows and I'm good to go. Yeah, I'm shutting this tractor down. Give me a half an hour for a shave and a shower, and I'll be outside your house. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah. Hard as I worked all day, I'm gonna work hard loving on you. Spin you all over that dance floor, right out of them high heel shoes. And when you're ready to quit, baby, we can slip right out of that barroom door. And when I take you home, don't worry, babe, I'm gonna kick them off on the porch. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on my boots, but we're gonna dance the dust right off them tonight. Yeah. us right off them tonight.
Yeah, girl.
Tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Control bill breaks so they can make a Chevy slow down. And I just ride midnight, sorry, my turn goodbye round. Bloody Mary's and aspirin don't give a hang, oh, one hell of a fact. But my remedy for hand of men, the hands of time. You sing a sad Hollywood night, see the losers get lucky sometimes. A paradise by the dashboard light, now just fine. I'm doing all right.
is always Carolina blue. When I need to find forgiveness, I find a little small town. Church view, yeah. After work, I like to put my elbows up on a bar. And girl, I turn on the speakers when I need to speak to this old.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Eric Church, Hands of Time, 9:22. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, Pierce County Dairy Breakfast coming up on June 14th, 7:30 to 11 a.m. at the Peterson Family Dairy, Highway 29, just outside of River Falls. Visit the Pierce County Dairy Promotions Facebook page for more information on that. While there's an investigation in China after a tourist jumped into a section of the Terracotta Army last week. Seriously, your tourist, they don't say if the tourist was from another country or not, but still, I mean, I'm thinking the authorities aren't going to appreciate that. The 30-year-old leaped over the guardrails and protective netting at a museum that houses the famed Clade Warrior statues. See, reason for the netting and the guardrails. Don't go mess with the army. The tourist damaged two of the 8,000 statues that were created 2,000 years ago. Well, yeah, he's been arrested. I guess he's lucky that the rest of the 8,000 statues didn't come to life and, you know, say, okay, you hurt one of us, now we're going to hurt you.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
What better way to celebrate June is Dairy Month than shopping at the local cheese factory? O'Galley Cheese has an excellent variety of cheeses to choose from. Grab a piece of O'Galley's award-winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. Browse the O'Galley Cheese Store for cheeses, meats, wines, and other goods. Take home O'Galley's own cheddar cheese curds or take-and-bake pizza made with O'Galley's cheddar, Romano, and award winning Parmesan and Asiago cheeses. O'Galley Cheese is located north of Durand on Highway 25, open 7 days a week.
it's your captain speaking. To the passenger with the mirror fast soft shoes, smart move.
No way am I letting travel constipation ruin this trip.
Can't blame you. MirrorFast works fast, but without the harsh side effects.
Since I'm such a smart traveler, can I move to first class?
No. Close the curtain, girl.
From the makers of Miralax, new MirrorFast soft chews work naturally with your body in as little as 30 minutes to give you a comfortable go on the go. Look for MirrorFast at Walmart today.
Use as directed for occasional constipation. Contains magnesium hydroxide.
If you need to hire, you know it takes time. Well, what if you could meet with qualified candidates the very next day? Now you can with Zip Intro from ZipRecruiter. You simply pick a time and it does all the work of finding and scheduling qualified candidates for you. Then you choose who you want to talk to and meet with great people on back-to-back video calls as soon as the next day.
Try Zip Intro for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Zip Intro. Post jobs today. Talk to qualified candidates tomorrow.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. The wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long, keep on rocking me, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast and I do recall, wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. We all have a song that somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. I'll go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I'll go back,
I'll go back
to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Kenny Chesney, excuse me, and I Go Back. 9:29. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us right now is Rhonda Sweeney. I have to use your last name officially because she's chair of Duran Fun Fest, and Fun Fest is coming up this weekend, so I can't just use Rhonda. Even though for us, it's our 10th anniversary during Fun Fest weekend. So.
Yeah, so I did a Facebook Live the other day, and unfortunately, you couldn't hear the audio. I don't know what was wrong. Probably operator errors somehow. But one of the things I said is, what is your favorite memory of Fun Fest? And mine would be, obviously, it was the first year we met. We had a double date with a friend who helped set us up, and we went to the Corral for a lovely meal, and then we went to Fun Fest. So we had a whole day together.
And the carnival's here. You also asked, what's your favorite ride?
What is your my favorite ride? You know, when I was young, I liked the zipper, but now the little merry-go-round.
About my
speed. What? Or bumper cars, actually. I love the bumper cars.
What? You don't want to go on Tilt-A-Whirl? I mean, Tilt-A-Whirl?
Unfortunately, I don't think we have bumper cars at this carnival, but...
No. But we have Tilt-A-Whirl.
But Midway, Badgerland Midway, that would be a good thing
bumper
to
cars,
have.
Bumper cars take a lot of space. That's.
I'll find the space.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so things getting underway on Friday with the not only the Midway opening up, but also there's the Friday Night Car Show, right?
Yes. So Scott Sabalco has been working really hard at getting a lovely car show going. Him and his family are putting the car show on. With any luck, Scott will be able to join us. As you know, he had that liver transplant 2 weeks ago. So we will have a fundraiser jar container something there that people could make donations to his there or on his GoFundMe page.
Okay.
But let's see, we have the Color Run sponsored by Advent Health, and we're excited about that. The car show is sponsored by, let me think,
Security Financial Bank.
Security Financial Bank. Duran Fresh Mart is going to be doing they donated the buns for the brat feed. And let's see. We got our brats from the Duran Smokehouse, and they gave them to us at a good discount. So we want to mention them as well.
Also, throughout the whole weekend, we've got some great music. Tell us about the music coming up.
Sure. So Friday night, we brought in the Johnny Holm Band, which is a national act. So we're excited to have them coming from 7:30 to 11. And then on Saturday, we have DJ Andy from Mixel Entertainment coming on Saturday, starting at, I don't know, there's a problem there. We might have him start early at 2, but he'll be here at the very least 3 to 5 or 2 to 5. I'm not sure what time I can get him to come in. And then the Dweebs are coming back this year. Everybody liked them. They're very popular, so we're excited to have them back. And then on Sunday, we have Tim from Skoger Sounds coming at 11 to 2 prior to the parade. And then from 4 to 7, Bear Creek Band is here. So excited about all those.
All right. We'll also have Faith Lutheran Church. They're doing their chicken dinners, of course, on Saturday and Sunday. We have the vendor art and craft fair as well, all 3 days. Faith Lutheran will be doing their 10:30 service over at the Veterans Memorial as well on Sunday morning. Also, one of the big things you're going to want to be able to do is volunteers, right?
Yeah. So just a couple things I want to hit up on. We still do have a lot of Club 26 raffle tickets for sale. They're $26. We only make 300 of them. We have 51 winners out of that, with the minimum being $50. So that's a great investment. You can get them here at WRDN/numbersoreus. You can get them at the cell block. You can get them at, oh, my gosh, I'm going to forget somebody. Bodie's. You can get them at Corral. You can get them at Duran Brewing. You can get them at the spot.
Yep.
Did I miss anybody?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes, NTEC. Jenny at NTEC has tickets as well. Val over at Security Financial Bank has some tickets. So you can hit any one of us up for tickets.
All right.
And then I have some other events here.
All right.
So on Saturday, we have the Kitty Parade. So there's no theme this year. So you just use your imagination. At the end, our Grand Marshals, Greg and Pam Height, will be the judges for our Kitty Parade. So we're excited about that. It starts at 10 a.m., so if you want to come register, be there at, like, 9:30 for that. And then following the Kitty Parade, we have the Beanbag Tournament, which starts at noon, and it's $30 a team, and we have 32 team max.
Okay.
All the proceeds from the Beanbag Tournament will be donated to the Pepin County Humane Association.
All right. So
and that event is sponsored by Black's Valley Egg.
All right. And we'll also have the golf tournament on Friday as well.
The golf tournament is on Sunday.
Sunday, I'm sorry.
It's okay. So the golf tournament is on Sunday. We have that breakfast starting at, 8:30. And then the golf tournament starts at 9. So,
all right. So there's still time to sign up for that if you'd like to. Just visit Rolling Greens Golf Course. You can sign up there for that. There's prizes on every hole. And then also, too, we'll have the Grand Parade on Sunday at 2 o'clock as well. One of the big things is you still need some volunteers for not only events but also working in the refreshment area and that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, and that's mostly – the events are covered. We've already selected volunteers. But we have a sign-up genie. We've got that shared on Facebook. You can also email me at Durand Funfest Durand. You can go to our website and sign up that way. You can email me. You can also just do the sign-up genie. But there's several slots open on Saturday, especially that late-night shift. I think it was 7 to 10 or something like that, the late shift. And Saturday is open, I think Friday as well. And then Sunday there's many open spots. So I'm really looking for some volunteers on Saturday. In the beer garden area, selling merchandise, that sort of thing. So it's not rough work, and it's like 2-hour shifts. So we'd really love it if you could come volunteer that way. This event doesn't go on without all of our volunteers, and we have a great set of committee members that are our core volunteers, but the event this weekend won't go off without some help.
And also maybe even just helping a little bit with the parade setup?
Parade setup is correct. I think I have about 5 volunteers, but it would be really nice if we had a few more just directing, like, floats where to go. So maybe at the very beginning, that'd be really nice if we had some folks to help us out there.
And so if you'd like to volunteer again, you can visit the Durand Funfest Facebook page or their website. You can even give us a call here at the station as well if you need to, and I can get you in contact with Rhonda as well. So, but hopefully we'll not have a lot of weather or rain, and we'll have decent weather as well with that. But Fun Fest coming up starting on Friday.
Yeah, excited. We have a lot of things scheduled for kids to do, face painting, characters, balloons.
Whole lot more.
The pedal pull. I mean, there's just a full schedule. So check out our poster. It is online. It is on our Facebook page. It's posted down here. And don't forget about the medallion hunt clues.
Being posted, and we announced. I first announced them at about 7:35 every morning. But the two clues have already been announced. They're on our Facebook page, the Durand Fun Fest Facebook page as well. 62nd Annual Durand Fun Fest coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in Durand. 9:39 coming up, we have our opening farm markets. Market update being brought to you in part by Provisions Healthcare.
Self-care your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Double-digit losses in the milk markets with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnekins. At the Mercantile Exchange, June milk down 10 to 19 even, July down 18 to 1949, August down 11 to 1948, September down 15 at 1936. Live cattle and feeder cattle markets are moving mostly higher today as the buying interest continues to move through the cattle markets on expectations of continued high beef demand and the expectations that feedlots are going to hold out for nothing less than higher cash markets this week. Hog markets, meanwhile, are moving mostly lower. Again, those resistance levels somewhat coming back into play, and now traders are taking some profits. June live cattle up $1.22 to $217.77. August feeder cattle up $1.90 to $303.65. June hogs down 20 cents to $100.65. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans continue to move mostly higher as we're seeing a chart and technical bounce after the markets moved sharply lower over the last week. Also, some of the buying may be due to a high-pressure ridging that is starting to show up on some of the weather models just past the middle of June. Wheat markets, though, they're moving mostly lower. A little bit of profit-taking after recent gains in the market. New crop corn up 1 3/4 to 437.5. New crop beans up 3 to 1020. July wheat down 4 1/4 to 534 3/4.
From the toasty mozzarella on top of your favorite pizza to the mound of real whipped cream on top of your favorite ice cream sundae, so many of the foods we enjoy are dairy products, and they get their start on the dairy farms of America. And we take this opportunity to say thanks to the men and women who operate our dairies and dairy farms.
Today and every day, we salute our dairy industry.
Thank you, dairy farmers, for all of your hard work. This June Dairy Month salute is being brought to you by Elsevia Co-op, your certified Ruby Fieldmaster distributor.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel. If you're not into the whole added power thing, Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Showers and thunderstorms likely today with some heavy rain possible, a half inch to an inch or more in some spots. Our high right around 65 to 68 this afternoon. Tonight down to 51, tomorrow mostly sunny with a high of 75. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. You should check out Worthington. Definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 63.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Just learn to stay out of his way. There've been street fights, blue lights, long nights with the world sitting on my chest. It just showed me how much I could take. Hard times, bad luck. Sometimes life sucks. That's all right. I'm okay. It ain't nothing but another day. But only God knows where I'd be if you ever stop. Their hands on me, and I ain't even done a damn thing wrong. I've been waylaid, freight trains, short chains, by bigger and fatter men, but all I got to say is bring it on. Hard grain, rough roads, so my life goes, that's all right.
tell someone you know about us. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Work got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone Ash out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. He said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd
have a ball in mind. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty parking, he'd have a ball in mind. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-crew chorus line. I'd raise some loot in the 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty parking, he'd have a ball in mind.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD. And Joe Diffie, If the Devil Danced in Empty Pockets, 9:52. I'm Brian Winnikins. This reminder, the Arkansas Community Blood Drive coming up on July 1st from noon to 6 p.m. at the Arkansas Community Center. And if you'd like to make an appointment, they do need help. Blood donations always drop during the summer season, so give them a help. Make an appointment. Call 800-RED-CROSS. That's 800-RED-CROSS to schedule that appointment. Let's run down today in history for this June 3rd, 1871. 24-year-old Jesse James and his gang robbed a bank in Cordon, Iowa, getting away with a reported $15,000 in 1871 dollars. That's a lot of money. In 1937, the Duke of Windsor married Wallace Warfield Simpson, an American divorcee, after abdicating the British throne. In 1959, the first class graduated from the Air Force Academy in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Congratulations to them, the very first class. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, right? In 1965, astronaut Edward White became the first American to take a, quote, walk, unquote, in space during the Gemini 4 flight. More like he was taking a float in space, right? Yeah, no walking in space. In 1992, in one of the landmark moments of the 1992 presidential campaign, Democratic candidate Bill Clinton played his saxophone on the Arsenio Hall show. In 2009, veteran actor David Carradine was found dead in a motel room in Bangkok where he'd been filming a movie. In 2011, Gunsmoke actor James Arness passed away at the age of 88. Of course, everybody remembered him as Marshal Matt Dillon on the series Gunsmoke for 20 years. 2016, boxing legend Muhammad Ali passed away at the age of 74. And in 2023, former Minneapolis police officers were charged in connection to George Floyd's death. That's what happened on this date in history.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
June is Dairy Month. Did you know in 1841, Mrs. Ann Pickett started the first home cheese factory in Wisconsin near Lake Mills? Mrs. Pickett used milk from her neighbor's cows to produce butter and cheese in her log cabin. This procedure continued until 1845 when the level of production and demand grew too large for her kitchen. By 1869, Wisconsin was producing over 3 million pounds of cheese. This June Dairy Month message brought to you by AMPI, a dairy farmer-owned cooperative making cheese, butter, and powdered dairy products from high-quality milk produced on Midwest family farms. Visit AMPI.com for more information.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are excited to ring the dinner bell and share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Ask for Dinner Bell Creamery products at your favorite store to support local farm families and cheese and butter makers. Learn more about the co-op and farm life by following Dinner Bell Creamery on Facebook and Instagram, or visit us online at dinnerbellcreamery.com. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, Dinner Bell products are the natural way to call family and friends to gather around the table.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933. 800-473-9933.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. Charlie McClain, Who's Cheating Who? 9:59. I'm Brian Winnikins. Well, thanks to Rhonda for coming in with the Duran Fun Fest. This Fun Fest getting underway this Friday. And if you missed that interview, it's now available on our podcast at realcountry1430.com. Just go to our podcast page and you will find it there along with a whole bunch of other podcasts as well. Happy National Egg Day today. Eggs, of course, nutrient-rich food that have gone back and forth with science and nutritionists over the decade. With many asking, how many eggs are too many for a healthy diet? Now, you know what? I love eggs. Over easy, by the way. Did you know 100 billion eggs are produced by American egg farmers each year, as long as we don't have that bad H5N1, right? Fresh eggs are harder to peel. The average American consumes 285 eggs a year. Storing eggs upside down makes them last longer. I didn't know that. And eggs have more than 17,000 pores. So, you know, get yourself a heaping helping of bacon.